Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised, and He is able to do exceedingly above and beyond anything that you can think or ask of Him. So just know that God has you on His mind and that He has good things in store for you. And sometimes we need to be reminded. Sometimes we need to be reminded that God is God all by Himself and He doesn't need any help. We put our hands on stuff sometimes when God would give us things to do, and we figure that we're going to just jump in with both hands and give God some assistance. But sometimes we have to just step back and let God be God in our lives and stop trying to fix stuff, stop trying to manipulate and maneuver stuff and have stuff go the way that we want to go. We want things to go, but instead to release things to God and let God do what it is that He wants to do in our lives. And that does not necessarily mean that we are inactive. It just means that we are playing the role of being in position to hear from God in order to know what it is that God wants us to do. And then we are having a willingness to be submissive to the plan of God to move forward and do the things that God has told us to do. Instead of the other way around. The other way around is when we have our plans and we're doing things our way, and when they don't work out our way, then we go ahead and tell God that we need Him to come in and do something. We need Him to come in and do something to fix the mess that we have made out of things. So I just want to encourage you on today to let go and let God. There's some things that God has shown you. There's some things that God has told you to do. There's some things that have been revealed to you pertaining to your future even. And you maybe are getting to the point where you are a little bit anxious. You are a little bit anxious, and maybe you've gotten to the point where you are tired of waiting. But take heart, because the Bible tells us not to be anxious for anything, not to be anxious for anything, but to come to God with prayers and petitions, and that He will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. I love the Lord. I love God because, you know, He just made sure that He left us His Word. His Word is the living Word. It's not dusty old words on the dusty old pages in a book, but it is the living Word that quickens our spirit when we know for sure that that Word is for us. So God left us His Word to direct us and to guide us and to, you know, to instruct us, to correct us, to rebuke us, and to mature us, amen, to grow us up in the things of God. And it's awesome. It's awesome to know that you're not out here all alone, that you're not out here with no guidance or direction, but that God is guiding you. Even when you don't feel like you're being guided, know for sure that God is there and that He is with you, and that if you listen, if you just take the time to listen, He is also speaking to you. There's a small, still voice that speaks to us to let us know the way that we should go and the things that we should be doing. Amen. Amen and praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we praise Your holy name. Lord, we magnify Your name. I thank You for this time that You have allowed me to come here to this Block Talk Radio station to talk about the power that is to be found in Your Word. I ask that You will bless each and every person that tunes in. I ask, Father God, that You will let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to You, O Lord. Lord, I love You and I bless Your name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the chat board is open if you want to chat with me. If you're listening during this time, I'm going to try something new. I'm also opening up the switchboard. You can call me on the switchboard, 646-652-4832. So you can come in to chat, or you can call me on the switchboard and we'll see what God is going to do on today. Amen, amen, and praise God. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about many things. I have a women's conference coming up this weekend, Christian Women of Power, and I'm very excited about that. You know, we have some phenomenal women coming over to partake of this particular ministry as the attendees as well as the speakers. And our speakers are no other than yours truly, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I will be presenting on Saturday. We also have life coach, a biblical life coach, who is also the president and owner of the Biblical Coaching Academy, Tina Borsico. We have evangelist Alicia Cooper, who just dropped her new CD. It is off the hook. It is a phenomenal CD. But not only can this woman minister in song, she also can preach. Amen. And she is going to be preaching on Friday night. Prophetess Yvonne Peterson will be with us with the prophetic flow, a woman after God's own heart. Amen. And she will be bringing a word from the Lord. Amen. I need a word from the Lord. Amen. And it may be prophetic preaching. It may be the prophetic flow. We don't know what God is going to do, but we know that God is going to do something. Amen. And I'm excited also about Prophetess Lalisa J. Williams, who will be with us on Sunday morning. Not your ordinary Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you can make it, if you can make it, I encourage you to come on out. If you can't make it, that's okay too, because we're going to record everything. But, you know, I don't say it's okay too, because if you're in the area, you want to be there. If you're in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maryland, you want to just come on over, get a hotel room, and stay for the weekend, baby. If you are outside of that vicinity and plane fares is not within your grasp, then I say we have the next best thing, which is going to be CDs and audios, cassette, as well as DVD. So we're going to make this thing happen, amen, because we believe that God wants to speak. A woman after God's own heart is the theme, Christian Women of Power. So I'm going to be there, and I'm in God's rest. You know, I want to encourage you. I talked a little bit earlier about letting go and letting God. I also want to encourage you to enter into his rest. You know, when we are in Christ, we are new creations. The old stuff has passed away and everything has become new. But sometimes we get to the point where we're doing the same old stuff, that the same old stuff that the old person used to do, and we're getting the same old results that we used to get. So we need to just change the way that we do things and stop doing stuff like we're the same old person. We need to do things in accordance with the new creation that we are in Christ. In other words, some of your relationships, you know that some of those relationships are not from God. I'm talking to men and women. You know, sometimes we end up in romantic relationship with people who are no good for us, and we know that. And we know that, but we decide that we're sick and tired of being alone. So we go ahead and look for love in all of the wrong places. And then we end up in a relationship where we're totally unhappy or miserable, because we know that that person that we're with is not the person that God has for us. You have settled. And I want to encourage you not to settle any longer. The buck stops here. Change it. Today, you have to change some of the people that you're allowing to be up in your space. And this could be friendships or romantic relationships or even people that you're in ministry with. People that you're in ministry with that you know are not for you. You know that they're not supportive of you. They're jealous of you. They have nothing but critical words to say towards you. Those people have no business in your inner circle. Amen. So you want to maybe minister to them love them, but love them from a distance. My husband calls them crabs in a barrel. We call them crabs in a barrel. People who see you going up, but they want to do everything that they can to bring you down. And those are people that you don't need to be hanging around. So I want to just push you in the middle of your back a little bit today to say it's time to change the people that you're in relationship with and to hold out for only the God relationships, the best relationships that God already has preordained for you. If it's not edifying, then it's not God. If it's not bringing you up and out of the pit, then you need to just change your seat or change your number or change your address. Some of us, I'm laughing, but some of you just need to move. You've been shacking up and you know that it's not right. You know that you do not need to be sharing a bed with that person because that person is not your husband. That person is not your wife. That person has not committed to you. You need to change your address. Pack up your bags and move. Amen and praise God. But now if you're married, that's a different story because I don't endorse divorce. God hates divorce. And he only gives two reasons that you can divorce. One, if the person has been sexually unfaithful. And two, if the person decides to leave. If the unbeliever decides to leave, then God says, let them go. Do not be begging nobody to stay with you and that person doesn't want to be with you. Desperation is not pretty. It is not pretty. So let them go. Amen. Let them go. Now, I do have the chat board open. I see that we do have a guest there. If you want to go ahead and post a message, you can go ahead and do that. I'm here, and I'm not talking about any particular topic, just really sharing some things that are on my heart and just encouraging you to just get the life that God has for you, not to settle, not to settle for less, not to put your hands and stuff when God wants to do something. See, sometimes God wants to do something. I talked about letting go and letting God. Sometimes God will remove people from your life. Amen. He will remove somebody from your life. And what do we do when we don't want that relationship to end? We go running after them and we try to keep these relationships active and we try to keep these relationships alive. But God is saying, let it go. For God's sake, if it's not conducive to your growth, if it's not building you up, then you have to let it go. And I believe that somebody needs to hear that on today. And then there's also, you know, maybe a job. You know, maybe you got laid off from a job or something, or maybe you're having a really hard time at your job. Maybe God is saying that it's time for you to take the gifts and the talents and the abilities that he's put on the inside of you and begin to look around for another position. If you're at a place where you're being tolerated, your work skills are not being appreciated, it may be time for you to move on. You may be wasting your time and your talents in that place. Amen. Amen. So it might be time for you to stop trying to make stuff happen there. If you've done all that you can do to no avail, then it may be time for you to move on. And that's with your relationship. That's with your job. And also, even sometimes with your ministry. You know, some of us are in ministry. A lot of people are doing ministry today. And it's a blessing that so many people are allowing themselves to be used of the Lord. But if you're in a place where your ministry is not welcome, then Jesus Christ has told us to shake the dust off of our feet and move on. Amen. If they can't receive your ministry, you know for sure that God has called you to do this. If you're walking with God, if you're talking with God, if you're living your life in a way that is giving God the glory, if God is being glorified in your lifestyle and he has given you a ministry to do, and everywhere that you turn, that ministry is being blocked, then it may be time for you to look around. The door has been closed. It's time for you to look around to see where is the open door. Amen. Where's the open door? Where does God want to use you for this particular season in your life? Or even how? You might still be looking for your ministry. Like, what does God want to do with me? How does God want to use me? That might be your question on today. And if that's your question, then I want to encourage you that if you continue to seek his face, he will be found by you, and he will reveal to you the hidden things. God says that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts or minds of men, the plans that I have for you, but it has been revealed by my Spirit. Get into the Spirit through prayer, through reading the Word of God, through hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Tuning in to prophetic ministry to hear what thus says the Lord for this season in your life. And if you get yourself into position to hear, I guarantee you that you will hear what it is that God has to say to you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Well, 15 minutes sure do move by quickly. And my time is up. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the Word. I want to give a shout out to all of those of you who have been listening, who have taken the time to listen, whether live or via the archive. And for those who have called in, and for that person who entered the chat room, I just want to thank you for tuning in today and let you know that I will be back on next Tuesday at 12 noon. In the meantime, you remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.